Let the church say amen.
Amen.
God is good.
All the time.
God is good. As I look out and survey the audience here this morning, I'm so glad that we do not have any visitors because I wanted to speak with the church this morning. And I didn't want our business to be published. So I'm glad. I wish there were more, but I'm glad we have no visitors with us today. This morning, the scripture was read for your hearing from Matthew chapter 4, verses 18. And I'm going to continue on with 19 and 20. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." They immediately left their nets and followed him. Before I get started, just want to say, give Sister Barnes a hearty hello. She's back with us now. We're glad to have her back, as Brother Thompson alluded to in his prayer. We're so glad to see any that may have been sick, but especially those who have been off for a while. Let us praise God and thank God for all of his favors toward our lives. This morning we want to talk about we must become fishers of men. Let us go to God in prayer. O Lord, our God and our Heavenly Father, blessed be your name, O Lord. Blessed be your will for us this day, that we were able to come out and enjoy sunshine this morning, and that we were able to leave our house and make it to your house. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us this morning, and each and every time that you have given us your blessings, we're so thankful for them. We ask you to continue to bless the church here at Stony Island. We ask you to be with the leaders here. We ask you to be with the members as well. We thank you, Father, for everything you do, and we thank you especially for sending down your Son, Jesus Christ, who hung, bled, and died on yonder's cross that we might have a right to the tree of life. We thank you, Father, this morning for everything that you do for us. We pray for the sick and the shut-in this morning, especially those in the household of faith, and especially those at the local congregation here. We pray and ask you to be with us as we move on into the furtherance of our services now, that the things we do may be found acceptable and decent and in order and acceptable in thy sight. Thank you, Father. Thank you for sending Jesus to yonder's cross for us. Thank you for everything, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray and say amen. You know, just a few words. You know, we need to be concerned about the virus that's going around the world today. We need to pray for those people over that's affected by it already, and we need to ask God to protect us that we don't get caught up in it. Because it's easy nowadays to travel from one place to another. Because the way we travel these days, we travel by airplane, which is super fast. And a virus can spread from one country to another one real easy. And we need to be aware of the fact that God is in charge of everything. So we ask him to protect and keep us and bless those people who already have come down with it. And with that said, let us go into our sermon. One would need to be a fisherman to understand what people like about fishing. Maybe it's the excitement of being on the water's edge. Maybe it's the excitement of being near the action, hooking a big one. The Bible speaks of the disciples fishing being fishermen by trade. As a matter of fact, Jesus called out in the text Peter and Andrew, who were fishermen. We too must become fishers of men. but not for fish. Instead, let us think about fishing for men's soul. We need to learn to think of the sea as the world and learn to think of fish as people. Think of the fishers as the gospel, the fishing net as the gospel. Think of the call of Jesus, or as a call to win the lost souls to him. We must think on things we must do if we are to catch fish. We must make some sacrifices. This is where it gets personal, church. I'm speaking to Stony Island today. We must leave some things behind and go with Jesus. As you notice in our text, how that Peter and Andrew, as they were called while casting their nets and getting prepared for the day of fishing, most likely. Jesus had a better net for them to cast. The Bible does not give any excuses that many men make today, such as we have not been trained on how to catch men. Some say man is not as easy to catch as fish. Men are not as easy to separate the good from the bad. Our job is to get them to come to Jesus, and his blood will do the separation and the cleansing. No, the disciples did not have any of these excuses. They were with Jesus. They went with Jesus straight away. Look at verse number 20 there for a minute, if you will. Verse 20 says, "And they immediately left their nets and followed him." They didn't come up with any kind of excuses about people are not up this morning, we don't want to wake them up. They simply dropped their nets and started with Jesus. Our job is to get men to Jesus. They left their old nets behind and went to follow Jesus. He can fix the way for us. To be honest, there are no reasons for us not to be fishers of men. In order for us to fill the house of God, we must go and bring souls in. We cannot spell God without spelling go. We cannot spell the gospel without spelling go. So we need to go into the neighborhood. We need to get ourselves together and reach out to the lost. Reach out to those who don't know the word of God. Jesus said in Matthew 28 and 19, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." We must get serious about bringing the lost to Christ. We can't expect them to come to the church all of the time. We must go and bring them to the church some of the time. Who goes fishing? Anyone who goes fishing, I may as well mention her name, ask Sister Taylor. Sister Raphael Taylor. And she will tell you, you must go to the water in order to bring the fish. Amen. Then they need to prepare their fishing gear. A fisherman needs to learn to prepare his fishing gear. A real fisherman knows to get everything together the night before they're leaving, so they can reach out to the fish. Or in our case, reach out to men to grab the bait on the hook. A person that's serious about fishing for men will go fishing whether sick or well, for he knows Jesus will give him the strength to carry on. One must have the attitude expressed in Romans chapter 10, verse number 1, where the Bible says, "My heart's desire and prayer to God is for Israel is that they might be saved." Well, we got to tell men that if they want to be saved, they must do something, and we must reach out for them. If we want the church to be filled, we must bring people to the church. It's good when we come to church on Sunday. It's good for us to serve the Lord on Sunday. It's good for us to let the Lord know how much we love him. But nevertheless, we've got to reach out for these lost souls. Paul's desire was that Israel, all men, would come to Christ. We must want to have the lost to come to Christ. A serious fisherman will go fishing with Christ, whether raining or sunshine. A serious fisherman will go fishing for Christ even at the expense of knowing that he may not catch anything. For he knows that if the fish may not be biting one day, so he understands that men won't always respond to the soul-winning message. But we must reach out and try to bring them home. Try to bring them into Christ, church. One must be serious about fishing in order to win souls. When we consider what the fishermen will do to catch fish, we need to be just as serious about winning souls for Jesus Christ. A fisherman will obtain bait for his line. He will make sure he has gas in his car so he can get started early the next morning. He knows how to get to his favorite fishing spot. Some may even go as far as to forsake a birthday present for the spouse or for his kids. In other words, he will get what he needs even if he may not be able to afford it to go fishing. We need to get serious about fishing for souls as well. We need to have the zeal that a fisherman has. And look at the text again in verse number 18. And Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee. See, Jesus went to look for him. He saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then he said to them, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." We need to get serious about it. The one who talks the loudest about going to church usually cannot be counted among those who come out when we say we're going to do some neighborhood canvassing. But we've got to learn to, when the call is put out, we need to adhere to the call. You know, in Matthew chapter 9, Jesus speaks of the harvest. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. That's a true statement. We've got to learn to be ready to hit the street, church. Any fisherman knows there are times when those fish are not biting. And you may as well understand there are times when men won't respond to the message either. But we don't stop fishing, we just try another time. This is why we must have patience. Hebrews 12 and 1 tell us, "Let us run with patience the race that is set before us." We must have patience, for the Lord has patience with us. Do you remember how that Jesus in our text today, how that Jesus called the two brothers to the work of fishing for men? They did not hesitate to find excuses for not following Jesus. They put what they were doing behind and follow Jesus. What we need to do is follow after him in the same manner. We know that we are serving the right master. We know that we are in the right church. We know that we are fishing for the right gospel, with the right gospel. All we need to do is put our faith and our trust in Jesus, and we know that he can grow the church. When we put in the work, Jesus will bring the will reap us the harvest of men's souls. But we got to go out there and work. In other words, we can't stand by and wait for the souls to come to us all the time. We got to go and reach the souls sometimes. Now, I know that it's not always the easiest thing for you to go knock on somebody's door all the time. I know it's not easy for you on a Saturday morning when you got stuff to do because you've waited all week to do this stuff. But the call of Jesus said we must work. We need to work in his vineyard. All we need to do is put our faith and trust in Jesus. For we know we can have growth in the church when we put in the work, as I said. Jesus called the two brothers, Peter and Andrew, so that they may be ready to follow him. The church is already established. It just needs workers to go in the field and work. We should never feel bad because we don't reel in a lost soul at first. We just keep trying. Let us remember and think of the people as the fish. Think of the gospel as the net, and have lost souls in the gospel, in the net of the gospel. Let us remember the call of the master as the call to win souls. You know, if we want the church to stay status quo, then we just don't do nothing. And it may stay status quo. But if we want the church to grow, we've got to go out and put in some work. And I'm not saying that we're going to ask you to come out on next week. But if we did decide next week would be the week, how many of you would show up? How many of you would be willing, ready, and able to go out and look for strange people that you never met before? But that is the call of the gospel, to reach those who are lost. When I think about it, I've come to a conclusion, church, that if Christ had abandoned us the way we abandoned him, where would we be today? And I find out that many are willing to work except when it comes down to working. You know, some of us sometimes may want to consider the fact that Jesus saved us, and all we're doing is a continuation of his work in trying to save others. So we need to put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, that we may have growth in the church. And when we have growth in the church, I won't have to ask you for any more money to look at the board. I won't have to ask or suggest that somebody is not giving. I simply would just simply look at the board and say, well done. That Jesus is going to say to us one day, well done, my good and faithful servant, well done. But I know that people have things to do and places to go, and they can't always come to work with church work. But I'll tell you something. You may not be able to go the first time we call it, but what about the second time? What about the third time? Will you be missing on all those times? Or will you say, I'm going to go out and help the church do some work today? Well, you need to make up in your mind if you want to be fishers of men or just fishermen who fish for fish. I know most of you like to eat fish now. So when you go fishing, I believe that you are going with a purpose in mind, and your purpose is to get some fish to cook, clean, and eat. To clean, cook, and eat. But you've got to reach out to those who are standing in a lost position today as well. You've got to reach out to them because some of them may not know the gospel truth. And I'm losing my voice. That's where we come in at. We come in because we need to reach out to them. We need to go to them to take the gospel message to them. And don't look for any great accolades when you come out and go to work. You're doing your gospel duty, your Christian duty to come out and work. So don't expect a tap on your back because you came out. Come out because you love the Lord. Come out because you want to see the church grow. Come out because you want to see more lost souls. receive more lost souls and teach them the gospel. And I better give up before my voice gives out. I just wanted you to know this morning that we need to get to work, church. We need to get to work because there's much work to do. Now, when I say there's much work to do, there's much work to do, church. We must go and find the lost. And I might say, well, the church is not as full as it once was. Well, have you tried to recruit somebody? The church is not as full as it used to be. But that's all right. We can make it full again. We can get it to be full again. We can bring lost souls to Jesus Christ. You know, and once we get the souls, then we got to teach them. You bring them and let the church teach them. We've got some capable men in here who can teach the gospel. We've got some teachers who can preachers who can preach the gospel. We've got some men who can teach others how to be saved, what the Bible says on how to be saved. All we got to do is get them here. And once you get them here, we can get them to hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of their sins. You know, there are people out there today who don't realize just what Jesus can do for them. Jesus can wash away all of their sins by going in this watery grave of baptism. And I realize that there'll be more people watching the Super Bowl than there are in their lives for the church. I know how big of a holiday this is, and as you know, I'm not a football fan, so I could care less about it. But I know that people are getting ready. I went to the store yesterday. I saw the crowd in the store. I know what they were preparing for. And I know if I could, I'd stay up here till midnight, and then you'd all miss the Super Bowl anyway. But what I want to say and what I want you to understand, church, is that God, being as good as he is, he gives us enough time to come to church and then watch the Super Bowl. But I know there are some who won't go to church but are going to watch the Super Bowl, Brother Hill. And if you ask me, and I'll give you my answer to the winner of the Super Bowl, the one that gets the most points. That's who's going to win. Yeah. But we need to be serious about working for the Lord, church. We need to get it together. And I'm so glad we had this opportunity to have this conversation this morning. And as before I take my seat, as I prepare to take my seat, I'm just going to ask you, tell somebody about the Lord this week. On your way to work, if you ride in public transportation, study the people that are on that public transportation with you. And you might see a familiar face there that looks like I can talk to this person. If you feel like you can talk to this person, talk to them. Just tell them, do you know the Lord? Ask them, do you know the Lord? And they may say, I've been waiting for somebody to tell me about the Lord. And you may be that instrument. Just do your duty as a Christian this upcoming week. And maybe if we just get one more person in by next Sunday, I'll know that somebody worked. And as we could together stand and sing the song of invitation.